Welcome, everybody, and welcome back to your daily edition of the Trade Podcast of Joy on this beautiful day. Today is Thursday, February 28, 2019. And I want to talk to you about humility and about washing the feet of your enemies. So, as I'm sure in your life, I have times when conflict arises between friends and people and family, and so that's happened to me these last few months. Some conflicts have arisen, but about maybe a couple weeks ago, I had an opportunity to, at least I heard of someone that, let's just say, I don't always see eye to eye with, and they had a particular need, and today I took care of that need. And I want to tell you some of the lessons that I learned in that whole process, because my guess is that, like me, you also have people that you don't always see eye to eye with, and opportunities always rise when you could do the right thing and serve that person, help them somehow. And then, of course, you have a choice to make to live in the bitterness of what that person did, of the past, of your, how you feel you have a right to be upset, or to somehow rise above it. So let me tell you a story. My lovely wife is an educator. She was a teacher for many years, and now she's a vice principal. But she always tells me about Ruby Bridges, and she actually left the book out for me a couple of weeks ago, and I paged through it. And it's a story of this young African-American girl that experienced huge levels of racism in the 60s during the civil rights movement. And yet she always prayed, I think at night or on the bus, that she wanted to love her accusers and her haters. And of course, Jesus says in his word to love our enemies, to turn the other cheek, that we ought to forgive. The Lord's Prayer says that we ought to forgive those who sin against us as we have been forgiven for all the things we do, right? And everywhere in the Bible, it says the same thing. But what often prevents us from being or from obeying that, those commands and those things, is our own pride, the experience itself, the pain that we feel, etc. But I wonder if there's a middle ground. There's some sort of middle ground that we should pursue. Not to, I don't know, to completely, I don't want to say let go. I think we should let go. Not to completely maybe go back to how things were, but at the same time to not hold on to the bitterness so much. And I think that's what today was for me. It was a middle ground. It wasn't a forgiving of everything. I mean, in some ways it was. It wasn't an ignoring, maybe is what I meant to say, of what happened. It was also an admitting that I also had a part in any pain that I experienced with this person. It always takes two to tango in any relationship, marriage, dating, parents, work. But I think it was a way forward to not give in to the bitterness, the gossip, the hate, all that stuff, but to actually have a good feeling in my heart. And then hopefully, maybe, I don't know, for that other person, perhaps my act of service may serve as a, I don't know, as a reminder of the love of God. Maybe it's not about me. Maybe it's not about the things that we do for the other person. Maybe it's all about glorifying God and that the other person can see the love of God through what we're doing. Because we aren't perfect. I'm going to do things and, I don't know, expect something in return, hope that someone is noticing. I expect to be vindicated or for God to notice. But I think really at the end of the day, it always is about glorifying the name of Jesus. He's the healer. He's the Prince of Peace, not us. He's the one who really forgave us of our sins, not us of our own sins. So really, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter even if you do it, how you do it, why you do it, if you reconcile or not, if you look for some middle ground or not. At the end of the day, really, you have to ask yourself the question, am I glorifying Jesus in this feeling? Does this bitterness glorify Jesus? Of course, it never does. Does this gossip glorify God? Does this hateful words, even though I feel hurt and blah, blah, blah? Or does this action glorify God? And then can I take a next step and a next step? And perhaps you don't go all the way, as I said, to go back and reconcile completely and go back to normal. But maybe you move a little bit closer to being more like Jesus and turning the other cheek just a little bit at a time. And so normally when I do these kinds of things, I tell everybody. And I told a few people, but thankfully I'm not on social media and I'm not about to post what I did today or any of this. I'm recording this podcast in a way to process kind of how I feel, but not really to focus on what I did. I just want to learn. I want to be different. I want to let go of the hurts and pains and the bitterness, because the more that we let go, the more that we can love everyone else. So I've noticed that when I am bitter against one person, I end up being bitter about other people. But when I love that one person, when I forgive that one person, I end up having more love for the many. And that's the same thing that God wants to do in your life. Maybe the reason why you can't love the people that you want to love is because you're so upset about that one person or that one situation or that one issue that you can't resolve. Maybe God wants you to forgive that one person or to resolve it to some degree so that you can love many. Perhaps the answer to you wanting to be loved and not be alone and not feel so discouraged is forgiving your enemies, loving your enemies. And love has different levels. Love is not always what we think as romantic love or as forgiving or even as forgetting. Maybe love is deeper than that. Maybe it's simpler than that. Maybe it's just acting lovingly. It could be not saying dumb things about that person. It could be that you're patient, like 1 Corinthians 13. Just read that. Maybe it's just being patient or kind. Not holding on to bitterness. I mean, that is what love really is. So when Jesus says love your enemies, it has nothing to do with romantic love or even forgiving or forgetting, like we like to say. It's more about being patient and kind towards that person. And remember, they are your enemies. So an enemy normally is against you. That's the very definition of love your enemies. You're being patient with someone who hates your guts, who hurt you. That's the point. This is not loving those who love you. This is loving your enemies. Not an easy task. I'm very bad at it, but today I took another step towards learning to be a peace bringer, a joy bringer, like my wife always prays for me. To look to be an Enneagram 9, if you're familiar with the Enneagram, to be a peacemaker, not to ignore injustice, not to be ignorant, but to, even though you know that the person is undeserving of your, let's say, patience, that you still do it. And that's the very definition of mercy. The word for mercy actually means to pass over. So you are not ignoring, you're just simply choosing to jump over the grievance. Very interesting. To be like Jesus, it's so freeing. It's so difficult. It's so hard. Pride and ego and hurts and pains all get in the way. But really, the way of Jesus is the only way to exist in this world, to have a relationship, to have a chance to accomplish our dreams, to not be alone, to get things done, to move forward, to heck, just to work together, to have a great family, a happy life. So my prayer for you today is that in whatever simple way you can, that you will be patient, that you would be kind with your enemies. Make sure that you like, subscribe, comment, and share this episode with 10 friends. I will see you next time.
Thank you for listening to The David Trigg Show. Find the complete archive at davidtrigg.com or subscribe for free through the podcast app on iTunes or Stitcher on Android.
Each week, we bring you a message of joy, success, and personal power in spite of fear, anxiety, and depression. Because as we like to say, though there's pain in the night, gozo comes in the morning.